Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this March 27th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here, and we are welcoming into the studio some of our favorite people. We have the gang from ODC with us right now. We have Carla and Amara. I want to let you both introduce yourselves so the audience can put a voice to the name. Carla, I'll let you go first.
Hello, I'm Carla Zarni, and I am the Day Service Prevoke Manager for ODC at the Wisconsin Rapids location.
Good to see you, Carla. Thanks again for being
Thank
here.
Thank you.
And Amara, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome.
Amara, this is your first time with us, right?
Yes, I am. This is an awesome day.
That's very cool. It's awesome to have you here. Thank you. We got some questions for you we'll be asking you about in just a second, okay?
Bye.
Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
Carla, first off, I always like to start our conversations with the ODC, thanking you and the team over there. Some of the most vital work being done in this community is being done by you and that gang over there. So we appreciate the work that you do.
Thank you.
And especially when it comes to not only your clients in our community, but bringing different topics to the airwaves here for our listeners. I think some stuff, too, that we don't always get a chance to talk about. And we're going to kick off talking today about the Human Rights Committee. I really want to get into this with you. What is this?
Well, let me give you some background first.
Sure.
So ODC and Aptiv, which is another service provider, headquartered in La Crosse, we were both pilot sites for Living Well. This was a federal grant to improve the health, safety, independence, and well-being of people with intellectual developmental disabilities. So the Wisconsin Board for People with Developmental Disabilities, the Council on Quality and Leadership, they worked with us. We were able to provide rights education to our staff, families, guardians, and the people that we support. So out of this work on rights education, there is a belief from both our organizations that people with disabilities are entitled to exercise their rights on an equal basis with others, much like you and I would.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where we partnered with Aptiv to create a collaborative human rights committee. Now, this is the first one that has been created within disability service providers in the state of Wisconsin. So it's a huge thing that we were able to accomplish and very excited to share this with everybody.
Yeah.
So one of the things that CQL, the Council on Quality and Leadership, has found that when people are able to exercise their rights, they are three times more likely to be free from abuse and neglect, as well as improve the quality of their life. That's why this is so important. So with the Human Rights Committee, we know that people have the right, live where they want to do the kind of activities that they want to do, be free from coercion, abuse, have access to food and visitors when the same rights that you and I have.
Yeah.
So the Human Rights Committee is going to help us as providers to affirm and promote the rights of people that we serve by reviewing all the rights restrictions to determine if a person's rights are limited unnecessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Because that does happen, not always intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
But this is kind of an oversight of what we do then to make sure that we're doing the best work that we can do and that people can exercise their rights.
I pre-read this, and I wanted to be informed in the conversation, and I was speechless when I read it, and I'm still speechless when I'm hearing you talk about it, Carla, which is not really good for talk radio, but I can't help it. This is so impactful.
It is.
This
very
means so much.
Yeah, and we're very excited. We have our first meeting next week, as a matter of fact. So it was a long process, to put everything in place and to make sure that we're doing this right so that, we can have that impact. So the committee is actually made up of people from the community. We have self-advocates, family members, and community professionals that will be reviewing our behavior support plans and then any rights limitation that is put on a person either for, safety or medical reasons and just kind of provide that due process to people so that they have a right to have their voice heard. How do they feel about the limitation? Making sure it's not just for the convenience of the providers, that there really is a purpose for it. And then also learning how to educate people so that they can have those rights if they're being restricted. How can they work towards restoring their rights? So there's a lot of education involved as well.
With something like this too, Carla, those things that you said are if not first and foremost, right at the top of the list for certain. Another thing that I think of with something like this too, and oftentimes when we have things like this, is it's not so much that things are this bad or going this route that we need it. We also need it to just protect the future, just to make sure that this is there. Hopefully, it's like insurance in a way. Hopefully, we never need it, but boy, you want it there if you do.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. So there is a lot of education going on just about what your rights are and what does a rights restriction look like. You know, some people don't know that they have choice. So just kind of being able to provide that to them as well, you know, that they can make, you know, choices about what they're. And I think the other big thing is this dignity of risk. I don't know if you've ever heard about that, but people have the right to make mistakes, learn from their mistakes. And take the same risk that you or I would. I mean, if their doctor's telling them you can't have caffeine, well, maybe they want it, and it's no different than you and I. We can make that choice. You know, well, I understand what the doctor says, but, you know, I still want that.
Right.
So, you know, making sure that we are promoting that as well.
It's important that if when we're covering a topic like this and we're trying to make sure that every human being, especially these individuals, have every human right that you and I share and everything, that we cover that gamut, the whole list. It's not just picking and choosing. It's all of the things.
All of the risk,
And it's such a key thing that you're bringing up here, too, about it's not about you and I agreeing with it. It's them. It's their opinion, their feelings that matter here. And, and giving them control over their lives, giving them power over their own lives.
Yeah, giving them a voice.
Yes.
You know, they're going to be the ones going in front of the committee and saying, you know, how does this impact them? You know, why is it not a good idea? So, you know, be able to self-advocate.
I don't like to put you on the spot here, Carla, or anything, but I am a little curious of how this got started, the idea of this. Do you have any information or know the history of where the idea for this came from? Because it's such a cool idea, and it feels like something that, man, I love this. I would have loved it. I would love it even more if we had it before. This is something that we could really use.
Right, and there are other states that have formed, you know, human rights committee within the disability service providers. It was truly our work with the Living Well grant through that, and really looking at how can we improve the lives of people with disabilities. And it was presented to us, you know, this is one way to do it. So we, you know, took, we had a consortium meeting about it, learned about it. The CQL was very instrumental in providing the technical assistance to us. You know, so
thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you for the kind of behind the curtain look a little bit. It's just interesting. And I know that there are other organizations or other people out there listening that hear something like this and like, well, that's a really good idea. We might want to do something like that. So appreciate the information. And with the committee itself, Carla, is this something that the community can take in these meetings or could be a part of the committee, that sort of thing?
Yeah, they can't attend the actual meetings because you've got privacy issues of concern. But yes, we are always looking for people that would like to join the committee and to have, you know, a front seat in helping to make sure that they're supporting the rights of individuals. So yes, our current committee serves a 2-year term. So we will be looking for, you know, new people that would like to join. So.
Yeah. We'll get the information on how you can reach out to Carla and the gang at the ODC before we wrap up today. And Amara, I do want to remind you, we're going to be talking to you in a moment. How you doing over there?
I'm good.
Good. All right. Right on. Go on. Thank you for being here. I do want to jump in, Carla, with you a little bit and share some information about the WISPAC Foundation as well. This is a really great foundation and a really great grant that's coming our way.
Yes. We had a Exploring the Arts grant from them last year. So I don't know if anyone remembers, we had a art exhibit at the Macmillan Library that showcased all the wonderful art that we were able to create through the grant. So we're going to go do the grant again this year, explore the arts, give individuals with disabilities the opportunity to explore their creative side. One of the things that we just recently did was we did a production in collaboration with the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, and Gretchen Powers was our director, and this is where America can share what we did.
And I got some questions for you, Amara, here. First off, a big shout out to WRCT and working with the ODC. I maintain I have no journalistic integrity with either organization. They're both two of my favorite organizations in the world, and I love both of them very, very much, and I love seeing that combination. We are stronger together. together, and we're seeing more and more nonprofits mm-hmm. understand that and work yes. together. So that's just noteworthy to me. That's great. But Amara, I just have a couple of quick questions. Like, what was the name of the play that you were in?
I'm the Hail.
Mm. Okay. All right. And what character did you play in the play?
Tortoise.
Ah. Okay.
Tortoise.
Hmm. Did you have fun?
I had so much fun. The nice people. They're awesome. Yeah. And in the show, my mom and dad came.
Oh, did they? That's so great.
Yes, they did. They take a video.
Hmm. Really cool.
My family.
Hmm.
So it was awesome.
Have you ever done anything like that before?
Nope. It's my first time.
Ooh. Ooh. Were you nervous?
Nope.
Right on. Very cool. Very cool. You enjoyed it, huh?
Yes, I did.
Oh, so that's something you would do again?
Yes, I do.
Oh, really cool. Did your fellow cast members, did they have fun too?
Yes.
Good, good. I'm so happy to hear that. Mm-hmm. And you entertained a lot of people. You gave people a really good show, I bet.
Yes, I did. Awesome.
What did you like about being in the play?
I think it's good. It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's delightful.
Yeah.
People really likes it.
Very cool. Oh, I'm so happy that you enjoyed yourself and that you had a good time and that you're willing to do it again. That's great. That's very brave. I know a lot of people that will never even look at a stage, never even get on a stage. I think that's really brave that you did that.
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Thank you. Thank you, Amara. And thank you so much for being here. We really do appreciate the time from you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. We have some other updates that we want to get to, Carla. I want to make sure that we touch on, like, Painting with a Purpose is coming up. We want to make sure to get to that. It's right around, so it's tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
So Painting with a Purpose is something we do the last Thursday of every month. It is a free painting event. We have a local artist will come and share their talents with us. So it does fill up fast. The one we are doing tomorrow is full, but definitely watch our Facebook page and reserve your spot because we'd love to have you come and join us. And also kind of with that, because we are exploring the arts, I would like to invite any artist in the community mm-hmm. That would just like to come in and share their time and talents and just do a class with the individuals we support. We got a lot of creative people that just love doing crafts, arts. So if you have something that you'd like to share with us, we'd love to hear from you.
I know that we have such a creative community. We have so many great artists out there, and so many of them tend to be Midwesterners and very humble mm-hmm. and maybe not realize that, my little thing is not going to. No, that little thing, we want it over there.
Oh, we want it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
It's a great way to not only continue your art mm-hmm. and to celebrate it and share it with
it.
Others, but also to really make an impact on your community. I'm sure, Carla, that you hear this too, and I know in this chair I hear it a lot. I have individuals come in all the time and they want to do good. They want to impact their community, but maybe they don't have a lot of time or they're not sure how to. It's a big task mm-hmm. sometimes when you take a step back and look at it. Here's a great way to make an impact on your community, to add to your community, and it's not a lot of heavy lifting.
No, it isn't. And, just an hour. Mm-hmm. We not only like people to come in and share their art, but if you have any hobby or even just an interest in a subject, whether it's history, come in and share it with us. We love to learn new things mm-hmm. and expose people to different ideas of what's out there, what they can, turn into a hobby for themselves as well. So mm-hmm. we definitely invite people to come in and share.
And keep in mind that when you're doing those things, you're not only impacting the community, but you're celebrating art. You're yes. celebrating these clientele over there and so many other factors. Also got some updates on Milkweed Market we wanted to make sure to touch on as well.
Yes, very exciting. Going to be happening on Friday. The Easter Bunny is going to be making an appearance from 12 to 2. So bring the kids, come take pictures, and you will also receive a 10% off coupon for purchases that are made in the store that day.
That's a nice idea. That's a nice added bonus.
A little two for one there.
Yeah. Some of us adults don't get Easter baskets anymore. That's an Easter basket right there. That's an Easter basket gift. That's great. Amara, are you excited about Easter coming up?
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah. Cool. That's great. That's exciting. Getting the Easter bunny over there, that's a get. Nice job.
Yep.
Nice work.
Mm-hmm.
That's yes. not easy. He's very busy this time of year.
Very busy, yes.
That's a really nice job by you guys. Nicely done. And this, is there any other notes people should know? Is there an Easter egg hunt? You can bring the kids.
Yeah, you can bring kids, take pictures. Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly.
Keep that in mind. Yeah. And it's another great way to have some fun and enjoy the Easter weekend. And Milkweed Market also, when I mentioned their Facebook page and the spring sale coming up also.
Yep, at the end of April, it's the Eat, Drink, and Buy Local. Mm. It used to be known as the Sip and Shop, so yeah. It's been renamed, but we definitely want to see you May 6th through the 19th. So come join us, check out all our new spring items we have in the store.
Yeah, when you're, as we like to always mention, keep in mind that when you're purchasing things with Milkweed Market, you're not just buying local and supporting local and helping the ODC continue to do the work they're doing. You're supporting local artists as well.
Yes.
The items over there are so unique and different, and you're not going to be able to find just about anywhere else. And I know so many people, when they're purchasing things, especially for gifts and that, that's the kind of thing that they're looking for. I know from my mother, who is incredibly tough to buy for, she only wants things from Milkweed Market, which makes it a little easier for me. Yeah. But then I walk in there and I see everything's awesome in there. So that makes it a little tougher. But that's on me. Yeah. That's for me to decide. But I know that she's not alone in that. So many other people, in the years the Milkweed Market has been around, it's only grown in popularity and in this community the way we feel about it. So keep that in mind when you are supporting Milkweed Market. You're supporting the ODC and supporting your community.
And also, Milkweed Market is one of our group supported employment sites. Mm-hmm. So you will see individuals who are wanting to work in the community, just kind of more developing their skills, learning about customer service. So by shopping Milkweed Market, you are also supporting those individuals that are looking for employment in the community.
We're speaking with Carla and Amara from the ODC. And Carla, we did want to talk about a Peeps show. Am I getting that right?
Yes,
Peeps show?
You are getting it right. That little candy that people love to hate.
Yes.
So, the Riverfronts Art Gallery in Stevens Point has a Peeps show going on. And a few of our ODC locations, including the one in Rapids, we have our artwork on display. So I encourage you to go there and vote. The one from Rapids is the one you should vote for.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I agree. 100% agree. Yeah.
So, yeah, they're very creative just to see what people have created.
We've got a lot of art lovers in this community. We see this. You mentioned the event last year at McMillan. We saw a lot of people turn out for that and see the ODC art. It's another one of those events. We want you to come out, check this out. Support local, support these artists, support what they do, and enjoy. You're going to enjoy this, too. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That is true.
When is the date? Is that again? When is that? The
gallery is open today.
Right.
Starting today through the first week in April. Go on the website. They have it advertised there.
And we'll be talking about that, too. And we'll be talking about all these events on our morning show and our good stories of the day as we promote all these great things you are doing over there at the ODC. Carla, if people have follow-up questions and want to know more maybe about the Human Rights Committee or some other things we've talked about today, how can they get in touch with you?
They can just call ODC Direct at 715-424-2712.
And I want to thank both of you again for the time. I really do appreciate it. Carla, what you and your team do for our community, there are no words. We appreciate you.
Okay. Well, thank you for having us.
And Amara, it was great getting to meet you. Thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
Really do appreciate it. You got to come back, though. You did too good. You did a good job, so now you got to come back sometime.
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. And find out more about the ODC and Milkweed Market and all the good things they're doing over there at odcinc.com, odcinc.com. Be sure to follow their Facebook pages for Milkweed Market and the ODC. It's a great follow. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you right here tomorrow at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.